big swings, so that's a big estimate.
So, the clarification, sure. The report that these numbers come from is released in September?
It comes out in just about June.
June, okay.
It is actually a year behind.
Right, that was my other question. So this liability, as we've had retirees happen, well, we won't see for like 3 years, because we got this next year they'll show, and then the next year they won't.
Yeah, essentially. It's a year behind. When they made the standard, all the calculations were so complicated, they gave everybody a year. So essentially reporting as of June 20th, and that's why the 2024 date is on this page here.
That's a clarification. Yeah. So our retirees that aren't retired till January of this year are still on the books for next year. And then and next year is when we will see them.
Correct. And VRS does actuarial studies based on when they expect it to retire and factor that in too. So employees that say past their time or plop early impact that calculation as well.
Thank you.
Moving back towards the back of the report, there's a new table we added, page 52. And it's kind of between two dividers, so this was a table that I think you all asked me to add to the report last year. So it's turned landscape. So we got to see this page.
Oh, yeah.
So this gives you a summary, 10-year trend there. You can see the impact over the years. The one I jumped out as me is the increase in the landfill charges. A lot of that was related to the cleanup from the storms. The increase in operating expenses you mentioned was that big well improvement you all did, to expense as a repair. Otherwise, it looks pretty good, I think. So you can see that for many years you had an increase in that position. The last two you've had a decline, but you're still in great shape. So I think this is helpful for you to look at and see where you were, looks like 2016. Another item to look at is how much you all improved on investment income. It's really, really gone. So. On page 53 and 54, this is the second opinion we issue of the compliance report. This speaks to government auditing standards and the testing of state specifications. A lot of this is related to VRS and procurement and other items. I'm looking you off a clean report. No items noted in that report, so that's a good report. Move over to the thinner handout. On page one, there's a five-year trend with some annualized growth rates on the right side there. Similar to that 10-year trend table, but this one does have the growth rates. You can see your cash has declined about 5% per year over those 5 years, but you all have made some significant capital investments during that time, so that's pretty well expected. You still have very strong cash on hand as you plan to build another cell for too long. Revenues have been fairly flat over the year, but you can see there's a lot of significant change during that five-year trend. As I mentioned, your net income was down about 1.6, but a lot of that investment income, and then that repair expense put you to the positive, essentially. Pretty strong financial position. I know it looks like a down year, but that one big repair, and then you did pretty well. A lot of times we have management recommendations for improvements on various items that are non-material type items, but no issues at all noted. So. Very clean audit as far as that goes. So, no recommendations outside of it. On page two and three, this is the letter of governance that speaks to most of the things we talked about. The authority implemented the compensated absence of GASB. The report includes several significant estimates, including depreciation expense, compensated absences based on the historical leave usage. So, that was, we did gather that information. You all gathered that information. Based on how many days were taken for sick leave in the last 3 years, and That was factored in the calculation, so that did happen this year. The net pension liability and OPEB information is provided by an actuary provided by the state, and then the engineer estimate for length of closure. On page 4 and 5, I mentioned we do some testing on your VRS plan. This is in two parts to make sure that the information in your VRS system is accurate. That's what they use to do those actuarial calculations based on. So we do testing as we're required to do for that purpose. This report found no issues, no errors or anything. So it's a good report. We also want to make sure that your employees are getting the right retirement too. So twofold there, but a good report either way. All right, page 6, 7, and 8, a brief summary of the upcoming GASB standards. As I mentioned, we did implement GASB 101 for compensated absences. GASB 103 for a financial reporting model does go into effect for the next audit. When it was first dreamed up, it was planned to be a sweeping, groundbreaking change to the financial reporting system. Then they couldn't agree on what was happening, and then COVID hit, and then they delayed it, and then they just shrunk it down. So it does have some impacts, but it's not groundbreaking. It's nothing. It's substantially changed you all by any means. So the biggest changes are pushing to improve the management potential analysis and give some more why. A lot of times in MD&A we'll talk about, well, your revenues went down by $500,000. Now they want you to expand on what happened to cause that, more specific items for the reader to explain what happened. So that's one item. There might be some technical term changes in the income statement to break out operating revenues and expenses. Some verbiage type changes, but I don't think it'll impact you all very much. For counties, cities, and towns that present budgetary information, they'll add additional column for original budget and then the changes in the budget and why. So that's a pretty significant impact for them, but not only to be super impactful for you. And then there is an upcoming standard for the changes in disclosure of capital assets, but I don't think that you all frequently sell your assets that much, so that would not be a significant value of equipment, but that is not really impacting you. So I don't see anything super troubling coming down the way, but there are some new standards. Overall, the audit went really well. You're in good shape, no issues reported. So are there any questions?
No significant trend, up or down.
Right.
Stuff, obviously there's some changes with staffing.
Sure.
Did you do any testing on accounting controls, or do you feel like that's in good shape?
We've walked through a lot of that. You all kind of phased that in, so that's been pretty good. You know, and Daryl also is a third level with that as well. So we've looked at some of that, but not anything. We kind of worked through it as it's been phased in.
I will point out that, you know, the year in the negative for the end doesn't look great, but the last 3 years we've added a cell, did a lot of significant digging into our reserves, if you would, to pay those out, and that's why we do contribute to reserves every month, so that when it does hit, we're not upside down by $1.5 million as it looks like on paper.
Correct.
And the trending of going down 5% over those five-year period of our money that we have, as we build up to the next sell, that should trend the other way. You know, we should sell positive again, as opposed to a reduction in our cash on hand.
Is there any areas where there would be an indication of a significant requirement to make additional depreciation on equipment or other assets?
And that would go into the TIFI analysis that we do annually. We factor in that as an expense, even though it's not cash to us as an expense. Am I saying that correctly?
That's right.
So that's current, up to date.
It is, yes, sir. So all that's
as
factored into
in arrears or. Okay.
And the TIFI analysis showed that with that tonnage that we were able to secure with our agreement, and maybe getting a little bit more tonnage with. Help our rates stay within 4, but still paying that depreciation and building out the reserves to do those capital projects. That's not saying, oh, we're just going to, you know, borrow money 4 years from now. So we're planning not to, but who knows, 4 or 5 years, the way construction costs are going, we may have to borrow money to do projects.
Unidentified liabilities sitting right on our doorstep.
We do.
PFAS.
We have a presentation today to have that conversation. So good timing on that.
Right.
Lead in.
Plus legislative advisors.
And you're sitting in a good position to be there. You know, there's plenty of authorities that don't have the cash level you all have to fund those unknown liabilities or even the upcoming known liabilities for building sales. So.
Some of the things you mentioned about our investments, you know, we're always kind of, it's not restricted, but it's restricted to us and our trust accounts. We have these investments and where we're earning, you see the earnings you have on those, that money goes directly back into that process and that thought. So the tip fees don't have to go up, but our reserve monies are growing. So we're just going to go over the few of those things with Scott and this year that we normally don't, which is our budget on the capital side of things. The way that that's looked at has changed over the last 5-8 years.
Yeah.
So this gas project would have not been expensed a few years ago. That would have been more capital, and you know, and it's all the same for us. I mean, it's cash out, but that's another reason why that number looks a little negative.
Yeah. And that was when we talked about in pretty good detail, because it was a large expense that you would want to normally capitalize, but I didn't feel like it really gave longer value to the sale. It's kind of almost required procedure.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of the putting tires on your vehicle kind
Correct.
Of thought. You know,
Correct.
You know,
don't capitalize
it's just really expensive.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where I was leading with that. But we'll have a few more going on, and how that will be looked at the audit time. I want to go over that with Scott as we put our next budget together to talk about that and how those monies are pulled from our investments, because we've secured those differently now because of our latest, I guess, banking stuff. We've secured that money in trust.
Okay.
So the money markets we're trying to keep at a level so we can pull the money out and not have to possibly lose based on the investment and the value at the time of the pulling it out. So it's a little bit of a juggle balancing act, but we're gonna do that for a while. But the money market is doing well right now. I mean, you know, the reserves drop. We're still 4%, so that's still good number.
Not directly related to this holiday, but there are changes underway on gas credits. Is that
there? There is. We're hoping to monetize this year. We're hoping to get that done. We're hoping to monetize 2025 credits. But in 2026, we think we're going to exceed on our emissions if we don't, you know, if something miraculous that doesn't happen. But this comes with time and size and everything else. The Triple X criteria was, Triple W was reduced from 50 to 34, and then Triple X came out, and we've been able to hold below 34, but we're not. The last round didn't show that. So we're not going to be able to monetize those. With a lead into that, you know, it's separate to this, but not to be recorded in the minutes, I guess. But we're looking at RNG and other options on our gas that could bring more money on the processing, pulling the gas out and using it.
To have a good clean audit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate Scott and his crew, you know, and Monica and everyone, I guess, here tries to work daily to make sure that Scott and them have all the information they have when they can get it, whether it's a ticket or it's end of the month financials or whatever it is. We try to upload and give that to Scott as soon as we can, and then as time comes closer to the audit, Scott has a way for us to download that information for them to have it for review, and being able to do that work session from, if we work here, they work there, really helps the whole process for, from our end, just knowing that if something highlights during the year, we've already kind of hit it a little bit. Hopefully reducing surprises. Yeah. That's the big one.
And it helps us to narrow down when we're on site what we're looking for and what we're asking about. So.
And the on-site was quiet, I guess, but it was a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's normally been 3 days and then went to two, and now it was a day. And that was so good for us. Yeah. Either they're going off to get the paddy wagons, or it's all good.
Well, I mean, think about the changes you all have made since we started working with you all. You know, that first year, I came in direct solid revenues, and I go, we got a problem.
Right.
And I know Marty probably didn't sleep that night until we figured it out. No. So, but we did figure it out, and it was just the way you all were coding some things and accounting for some things, and got those changed, and now the flow is really good. So, just things like that have been done in the last few years that really helped make this.
Well, all of our accounting subcomponents, systems are in compliance with state requirements for reporting.
That's right.
That's the important thing.
That's right.
It sounds to me like you and your team have done an excellent job pulling everything together and having it ready for this office to make it as clean and as good as it is today. Again, I'm learning a lot about this, but it makes it pretty easy to learn right here when things look this good. So. Appreciate all you guys do.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, our folks doing minutes for meetings, you know, we upload them to Scott and them so that they can have those. And the financial monthly financials, they may not look at them every month, but they have them.
Yeah.
You know, but it's an opportunity for them to keep up with us and see what's going on. And, you know, just that regular communication. And, you know, so we got the files going every month for every ticket that's off. And our project files that we keep, whether it's a capital or a expensed project or how it was, we keep those files, and you know, it's a daily thing. It's not just something you pull up and say, oh, they're coming on the 30th, let's go throw some things together.
And that's very helpful. Not everybody does that. So.
Well, we're going to forget something. It's inevitable, but at least this way we can minimize that. And this will be our first, official run without Marjorie, so.
Yeah, as you mentioned turnover, but Marjorie was a good amount still involved in the 25 on it, but it's towards the end, she was sparse around.
Let's hope she didn't write some tests for us, sabotage a little bit, just see how we react.
Yeah, she was here for our day on site, too. So.
Yeah. Ready?
We make a motion to accept and refer to the full board.
Recommend that the board accept to okay, for the audit presentation for fiscal year 2025 and the financial report for fiscal year 2025.
I'll second.
Okay. Guess we don't have to do a roll call.
No,
second.
Got any other comments? Anything else? Ask for motion to adjourn.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
I'll second. We're adjourned.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good job on your first meeting.
Well, the first one. So. I'm going to have to talk to Steve.